Ghadames. The ancient Berber city was a crossroad for major cultures of the African continent and the Mediterranean basin. A spring deep in the desert has made it an attraction for thousands of years. The old city is testament to Libyan history and culture and one of five UNESCO World Heritage Sites here.
Ghadames is an important heritage site for all of mankind, not just Libya, so it's something that should be preserved. It's a tourist attraction. It should be priority for officials, but all of Libya's historical sites are suffering from a lack of funding.
Airstrikes during World War II in 1943 leveled entire neighborhoods. The rubble remains to this day. Today, the site faces a different kind of threat.
The old city has survived the harsh conditions of the desert for centuries. But to continue to persevere, people here say it'll need more attention and funding from the government.
Khalid Al-Haji is a local tourist guide. He says parts of the city have collapsed because of rainfall in recent years.
The level of destruction is clear. Not a single government has given it the attention it deserves. The development authority does what they can with what little funding they get.
It's wedding season. Salim has been making belghaz for decades. His handmade shoes are the most sought after. These brothers adorn traditional red robes and belghaz during the henna ceremony. A gift from the bride. Once the groom tattoos his hand with the henna paste, it means he has accepted her hand in marriage, and the week-long wedding ceremony begins. It's traditions like these, passed down for generations, that face an imminent threat. There are fears that if the government doesn't act, the city will eventually collapse. But people here hope their city, traditions, and culture will continue to live on. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Ghadames.